It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
So sharing what we've grown in the garden feels really good, and I understand there are some great ways to share the bounty beyond just like dropping off the extra cucumbers on our neighbor's porch. Tell us more about how to share our veggies and fruits from the garden.
Yeah, we want to avoid the uninvited vegetable on your porch or your mailbox. But you can do something as simple as put a table out by the road. I see this all the time. And you go by in the morning and there's squash and cucumbers and tomatoes. You go by in the evening, it's all gone. You can even set up little neighborhood swaps with some of your neighbors. Maybe you grew something that they didn't grow, so you can all kind of get together, socially distanced, with masks, of course. And you can just swap the vegetables. I can give you some corn for some potatoes, a tomato for some okra, whatever it might be. On the bigger picture, though, there are food shelves, and there's a great network of food shelves around the country and within Vermont. Vermont Food Bank is a great place to go to find your local food shelf. They have a map. You just plug in your zip code, and they'll find that food shelf that's closest to you. Nationally, if you're listening out of state, out of Vermont, Ample Harvest is another great place to go. They have a similar database, and they have great tips on how to grow produce for a food shelf or a food bank. So when you do decide to donate your food to the food shelf, though, you want to give them a call first. Make sure you know when they're open, when you should be bringing that produce in, if they're looking for any particular types of produce. Also, of course, get nice, healthy produce. You know, pick it the morning that you're going to be bringing it in. And don't worry if you only have a few things. Even just like two or three peppers or three or four tomatoes might make a big difference for a family. The other thing you can look at are gleaning programs. And there's a number of different networks for that. The Vermont Law School actually has a national gleaning project that lists gleaning projects around the country. And locally, the Vermont Gleaning Collective is a place where you can go if you want to volunteer, go into farms after they're done doing their main harvest. They have a lot of great-looking produce still there. They're donating it to food shelves. And so you go in and you just do a lot of harvesting, collecting, and getting it to the people who need it. So it's a lot of nice ways that you can share the harvest from a garden all the way up to a farm.
I love all of those ideas, and we'll share those links in the web post at vpr.org. Let's get to some listener questions. This one from Barbara in Springfield. She asks, for the first time ever, my tomatoes on the vine are being hollowed out right down to the skin. The tomato on the vine looks fine from one side, but on the other side, the tomato looks like a ping pong ball that's been cut in half. No flesh in the tomato at all. This has happened to both ripe tomatoes and green tomatoes. It's also happened to a friend's tomatoes.
Well, it sounds like to me some critters having some fun. So it could be tomato hornworms. I've seen that exact thing with the green tomato cut right in half and they just munch away at it. That's a possibility. For the ripe tomatoes, it could be squirrels or it can even be mice or voles if those tomatoes are low hanging so they could reach them. So I think it's probably critter related. If you can go in, look for tomato hornworms, watch for those squirrels and chipmunks and voles and mice. And next year, think about caging. That might be the solution for you.
Melody in Shelburne says, this month, my tomato plants have stopped producing. They've been flowering, but then the flowers just brown as well as part of the stem, and they just drop off without producing fruit. She says, I thought it was heat or drought stress, so I was watering every day. And now with the more frequent rain, the soil isn't as dry. The blossoms are still dropping. Is there something I can do?
Well, it certainly could have been the heat stress. Tomato blossoms are very sensitive to heat. So when we had those high 80, 90 degree days, that would stop them from pollinating properly. But now that has passed, you still should be getting better pollination. If it's not really seeming to happen, you can go out there and shake your bush, pretend you're a bumblebee, because they do need a little bit of shaking motion to drop their pollen to get them pollinated. Or you can spray it with a product called Blossom Set. And Blossom Set is a natural hormone that you can spray on the blossoms to help them set. It's September though, so you can try this on cherry tomatoes, maybe small fruited tomatoes, but the larger tomatoes, you might have to try again next year.
If you've got questions for Charlie, let us know by sending it to vpr.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.